Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk take the roll?
30 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Binkley, Cato, M.W. Miller are excused. Representative Hurley is excused from 4:30. I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Wallace be excused from the call of the House today. She is ill.
Being that Representative Wallace is ill, I assume there's no objections for her being excused from the call of the House. Hearing no objection, she's excused. Our chaplain today is Reverend Roger Wharton. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Let us pray. Lord God of all life, we bless you for this day and the life that fills our world. Help us to recognize and acknowledge your creative love as it is manifested in so many diverse forms and ways. Bless these women and men here gathered who represent the diversity of life in this great state. Fill their hearts with a yearning that is only satisfied when they are reaching out to love, reaching out in love and compassion. Guide them in the choices that they make, that they may strive for justice and peace by respecting the dignity of every human and non-living, non-human being. Help them this weekend to enjoy a Sabbath rest and recreation that they might be strengthened and encouraged to do the work that is before them. In the name of God, who continues to act through individuals, governments, and constant creation, amen.
Representative Cotton, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to prayer be spread on journal.
Are there any objection as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. The clerk at this time, please certify the journal for the 24th and the 25th legislative day.
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 24th and 25th days in House Supplement Number 80.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 24th and 25th days in House Supplement Number 80 be approved as certified.
Are there any objection as to the correctness of the journals and the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journal and the supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests today for introduction? Representative Pettyjohn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to the House first two gentlemen. First, Louis Brune, who is the state liaison for the National Rifle Association of America at Gallery B. And with him is Mr. Wayne Ross, who is a member of the board of directors, along with another prominent Alaskan by the name of Ted Stevens of the National Rifle Association. Well, welcome to the House.
Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the president of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, Betty Glick.
Representative Cotton.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. A friend of mine in Gallery A from Eagle River, Marsha Bradley.
Representative Herman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine, Diamond Jim Wilson, City Council member, and Harry Carter, who works for the City of Nuntaunton.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Dear Representative Grusendorf, I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 30 relating to extending the existence of the Joint Legislative Committee on Local Optional Elections, Legislative Resolve Number 27, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 31 proposing establishment of Constitution Observance Day in Alaska schools and marking the 30th signing anniversary, Legislative Resolve Number 28. Signed sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has adopted the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. Honoring Penny Lee by Senators DeVries and Curtula, Representatives Hurley and Larson. Honoring Carl Krieger by Senator Ray, Representatives Duncan and M.M. Miller. In Memoriam Stuart W. February by Senators Halford and Kelly. Citation honoring William Weiss by Senators Ziegler and Eliason and Representatives Sund and Taylor. And the Senate adopted and transmitted to enrolling, honoring the Anchorage Kiwanis Club, honoring Clyde Burleson, In Memoriam William E. Schreier, and In Memoriam Boyd Holland.
Those citations for our consideration will be placed in rules for calendaring.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 227, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the practice of social work and establishing the Board of Social Work Examiners and providing for an effective date.
They'll refer to Standing Committees, Health, Education, and Social Services, and the Finance Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 80, Hess, by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to the number of psychiatrists or psychologists appointed to examine a criminal defendant and providing for an effective date.
Three standing committees, Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 348 by Fakes, an act making a special appropriation for the 1986 Iditarod Sled Dog Race and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages for... Mr. Speaker. The Senate has passed and returned Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 58, Hess, urging the United States Department of Health and Human Services to ease the restrictions on the granting of Medicaid 1915C waivers. This resolution has been sent to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, could we have brief at ease? Just in place, I just have one question to ask you.
Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before that, at ease, in place, we're under messages from the Senate, and I believe we completed those messages.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications to come before this body?
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Finance has had Senate Bill 81 relating to the definition of veteran for purposes of veterans' employment preference rights under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Ringstad, Zemanski, Duncan, Larson, Porchot, Ewling, Rieger, Frank, and Cotton. Senate Bill 81 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has considered Senate Bill 187 relating to adoption and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute, with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 187, Second Judiciary, with the same title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, signing do pass, Zemanski, Duncan, Larson, Porchot, Ewling, and Cotton. Signing no recommendation, Adams, Ringstad, Rieger, and Frank. Senate Bill 187 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has considered House Joint Resolution 54, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska establishing a State Officers Compensation Commission and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 54, Judiciary, with a new title and recommends it do pass and attaches a fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, signing do pass, Sun, Gruenberg, Taylor, Phillips, Clarkson, and M.M. Miller, signing pass if amended, Pettijohn. House Joint Resolution Number 54 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Finance has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 318 relating to rights of injured state employees under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a new zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams Chairman, signing do pass, Zemanski, Ringstad, Duncan, Larson, Porchot, Ewling, Rieger, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Adams and Frank. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 318 appears on today's calendar. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had House Bill 329, excluding certain service from the definition of employment in the Alaska Employment Security Act, under consideration and reports it back without recommendation and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Navarre Chairman, signing Dupas, Navarre. Having no recommendation, Copen and Hanley, Collins, Davis, Boucher, and Pierce. House Bill 329 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has considered House Bill 454 relating to compensation of state officers, establishing a commission on the compensation of state officers, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 454 Judiciary with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a first fiscal note. The report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, signing Dupas, M.M. Miller, Son, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, Phillips, and Clarkson. House Bill 454 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered House Bill 474 relating to volunteer guardians ad litem in the Office of Public Advocacy and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 474 Hess with a new title. Recommends it do pass, attaches a fiscal note and a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Grunberg, and concurring, Grunberg, Thompson, Kopanen, Hurley, Taylor, and Pettijohn. Hanley has no recommendation. House Bill 474 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Hess has considered House Bill 485, Powers and Duties of Guardians, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 485 Hess with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches 2-0 fiscal notes. Report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Grunberg, signing Dupas, Grunberg, Kopanen, Hurley, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Thompson. Hanley has no recommendation. House Bill 485 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Duncan.
Can we have an ease, please?
Will the House please stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had just completed the reports of standing committees. Representative Pignall-Berry, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, may we revert up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Are there any objections moving back up the calendar to introduction of guests?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me, I noticed two bright, eager-looking young boys, and I was quite impressed with them. Then I looked at their father and realized that he's an old friend of mine from Fairbanks, Mr. Gary Smetzer, and his sons Nicholas and Gabe.
Do we have any further guests for introduction? Let's go back down the calendar to the reports of standing or special committees.
The House Special Committee on Fisheries has considered House Bill 492 relating to sport fishing from commercially licensed troll vessels and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Gall Chairman, signing Dupas, Gall, Jenkins, Maru, and Thompson. Having no recommendation, Navarre, Hurley, and Binkley. House Bill 492 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. I have no further special committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Under the daily order of business, this brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Colleen Wallingford by Representatives Phillips and Cotton. Citation honoring North Mountain View Improvement Committee by Representative Martin. Citation honoring six lifetime traditional counselors by Representative Binkley. Citation honoring Lars Eide by Representative Taylor. Citation honoring Village Public Safety Officers Program graduates by Representative Binkley and Senator Sackett. Citation in memoriam Cyril A. Coyne by Representative Gall. Citation in memoriam Jan Butrovich Evans by Representatives Ringstad Frank, M.W. Miller, Senators Bennett, Coghill, Fahrenkamp, and Ziegler. Citation in memoriam Janice Olson by Representatives Navarre and Maru. I have no further citations for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Those citations will be referred to rules for calendaring.
House Concurrent Resolution 44 by Euling relating to speed limits.
This will be referred to the Transportation Standing Committee and the Finance Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 466 by Boucher, Zemanski, Grunberg, Pignall-Berry, Hurley, Maru, Sun, Grusendorf, Taylor, Kopanen, Davis, and Porchot. An act relating to Alaska resident employment preference and providing for an effective date.
Three standing committees, Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill 549 by M.M. Miller, an act relating to membership on the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 550 by the Judiciary Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 551 by Schultz, an act relating to motion picture fair competition.
Labor and Commerce and the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 552 by Euling, Martin, Ringstad, Furness, Jenkins, Maru, Hanley, Collins, and Sund, an act relating to setting speed limits in neighborhood speed zones.
State Affairs, Transportation, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 553 by Euling and Gall, an act making special appropriations to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for senior citizen housing development grants and for low-cost and low-income housing development and providing for an effective date.
House Special Committee on State Loans, Community and Regional Affairs, and the Finance Committee.
House Bill 554 by Clarkson, Duncan, Gall, Herman, Kopanen, M.M. Miller, Sund, Taylor, and Wallace, an act relating to sentencing.
Judiciary and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 318 by Szymanski, an act relating to rights of injured state employees. The Committee on Labor and Commerce has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 318 under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Davis, Vice Chairman, citing do pass, Hanley, Boucher, Davis, Collins, and DeVar. Pierce has no recommendation. The Committee on Finance has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, recommends it do pass and attaches a new zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, citing do pass, Szymanski, Ringstad, Duncan, Larson, Porchot, Euling, Rieger, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Adams and Frank. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318 be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the Labor and Commerce substitute? Hearing no objection, the committee substitute has been adopted. Do we have any other amendments before us?
Not on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 318 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the motion to move from second to third reading? Hearing no objections, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to rights of injured state employees.
Is there any debate? Representative Maru.
Mr. Speaker, this is one of those bills that sounds just great until you start thinking about it. First of all, I'd like to point out that it would enact, on the form that we have here, would enact about three pages of new legislation would go into the statutes. Secondly, I noticed that on lines 15, 16, and 17, page 1, it would certainly have a non-zero fiscal impact, and yet we have another fictitious zero fiscal note. Speaking for myself, I think it's high time to put an end to these fictitious zero fiscal notes. Just because somebody likes a bill doesn't mean it should necessarily have a zero fiscal note. It might, in fact, pass this House and the other body with a non-zero fiscal note. I think the fiscal note should be true and correct and not fictitiously zero. And lastly, I notice that the prime sponsor is not here. I would like to invite any of the co-sponsors, or perhaps some of the committee chairmen who've heard this bill in committee,
to explain or perhaps clarify section C, D, E, and F on pages 2 and 3. It talks about the agency shall cause a vacancy under the layoff provisions, etc. Section D, making job or site modifications necessary and providing additional support services. This is some of the things that would certainly require a non-zero fiscal note. And besides that, it seems to me that the language is not entirely clear as to what the bill would do if it does become law. Thank you.
Are you ready for the question? Representative Penny Alberry? Would the House please stand at ease? The House please come back to order? We have the bill before us in third reading. Is there any further debate? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, according to the material that was produced in committees, maybe the prior speaker is correct. Maybe the fiscal note is a little fictitious. In fact, there was substantial evidence that the bill may save some money.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Would the clerk at this time please read the next item on today's calendar?
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 29, Hess amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, relating to designating February 1986 as Community College Month. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no amendments, and the bill is before us in second reading, is there any debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 29, Hess amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Should the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Representative Gall.
Sir, my vote didn't register. Could I?
Would the clerk make sure that Representative Gull's vote is registered? Is it set? Does any other member wish to change his or her vote or get on the tally board? Okay. Would the clerk please take the roll?
34 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 29, Hess amended, has passed the House. We have some final action on some citations on today's calendar. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that all of the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections to the citation on today's calendar? Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce.
Okay, well, we are right in the middle of a motion here, but I guess we could accept that.
I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Speaker. I thought they were adopted.
Are there any objections to the citations? Hearing no objections, the citations stand approved. Representative Davis?
I'll try this again, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 318, Labor and Commerce.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on said bill. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Penny Alberry.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that we take up reconsideration on sponsor substitute for House Bill 20 at this time.
Reconsideration has been brought up for House Bill 20. Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill number 20 by Gall, Sun, Maru, Grunberg, Taylor, Davis, and Hurley. An act relating to interest on deposits collected by public utilities.
The bill is before us in third reading. Is there any debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall sponsor substitute for House Bill 20 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Did the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
35 yeas, no nays.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 20 has passed the House on reconsideration. Is there any further unfinished business to come before this body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Earl Krieger be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections to the request for a special order of business? Hearing none, Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be approved.
Are there any objections to the adoption of the citation? Hearing no objection, the citation has been adopted. Any further unfinished business? Under unfinished business, the other day we had House Concurrent Resolution 42, which is proposing amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to the expression of legislative intent. It was referred to Judiciary. There will also be a Finance referral on that resolution. On House Concurrent Resolution 43, an act relating to the University of Alaska School of Mineral Industry and Mineral Industrial Research Laboratory and Mining Extension Program, that was referred to Health, Education, and Social Services, Resources, and now we'll have a Finance Committee referral. There are fiscal implications with those resolutions. Representative Miller.
Speaker, at this time, as I mentioned to you earlier, I'd like to request the waiver of a committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 412, an act relating to the chronically mentally ill. That bill has already been heard in the HES committee. They've done excellent work with it. It doesn't have any constitutional or judicial implications, and it does have a financial assignment very properly. So I'd like to waive it from Judiciary at this time.
Are there any objections as to the request to waive the bill to the next committee of referral? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Do we have any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to announce that House Bill 404, which was up on committee schedule for Monday, February 10th, has been removed from the committee schedule.
Any further standing committees or special committee announcements? General announcements. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, this coming Sunday at 11:30 a.m., there will be a fun run with the theme Seafood is Heart Food. It'll begin at the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute parking lot, again at 11:30 a.m. this Sunday morning.
Any further announcements? Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With your permission, I'd like to revert back to announcements of committee meetings, please.
For any objections, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is probably the first time I've had a Friday meeting of the Oil and Gas Committee, and we will meet today at 4 o'clock, and it will be in the courtroom building of 603. Thank you.
This brings us down to special orders. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the floor to speak on incorrect information?
I hear an objection. The objection has been removed. Any further objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the things we pride ourselves on this floor is when we make speeches to give out correct information, and the The esteemed minority leader from Anchorage the other day got up and announced a basketball score, and he said 84-62, and I just wanted to give him the opportunity to stand up and to apologize to the body and to give the correct score today.
Representative Martin, under special orders.
Under special order, sir, if I may have the privilege of announcing the correct score.
Are there any objections?
The correct score, sir, was 89-87, and we very much appreciate the outstanding talent that Juno's team has shown in the quality of basketball they can play. Thank you.
Representative Pignalberry.
Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor for the same subject.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
Well, Mr. Speaker, at the basketball game in question that has been brought up by the distinguished representative from Juneau, the University of Alaska Juneau has begun a tradition whereby they give a jersey with a number on it that indicate to their local representative for all that he's done, and they assign the number according to the level of esteem they have for that legislator's prowess. And I thought perhaps the representative from Juneau might want to indicate to the body what number he received.
Kind of like House Bill 500. Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's number 4, but that represents my legislative district, sir.
Representative Pettyjohn, special orders.
Mr. Speaker, I request the privilege of the floor to discuss a birthday.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
We were not in session yesterday, Mr. Speaker, so I think today would be appropriate for us to at least acknowledge that yesterday was the three-fourths of a century mark of one of the outstanding presidents in the history of this country. And it was happy birthday to Ronald Reagan yesterday. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Any objections?